Drive Time today is made possible by Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper, Cargill, Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney, as part of the recent Best of Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Andrew and Don from the Remick Museum, because you guys have a whole host of activities going on right as soon as vacation week kicks off. So let's just get this out of the way. For those who don't know, what is the Remick Museum? What do you guys do?
Yeah, the Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm celebrates 99 years of continuous medical service by the Remick Country Doctors to the town of Tamworth, New Hampshire. Generation after generation after generation after generation came and saw both the Dr. Remick father and son over almost 100 years. And we honor that legacy as well as celebrating the agricultural New Hampshire way of life that they embraced. In their own day.
And it's also a great place for a lot of learning to take place.
Absolutely. Anything from making a cornhouse doll to cooking on a hearth fire, we got you covered.
So what are you guys doing? Walk me through February vacation.
Absolutely. Our first week of February vacation starts the 19th, runs through the 23rd of February. We're open from 10 to 4 all day. And from 12 to 2:30, we have really an action-packed day for you. At noon to 1, we'll have a historic demonstration. Depending on the day, that might be tin punching or hearth cooking, toys and games, historic wool working, maybe an herbal demonstration. At 1:30, we're going to test your wits with a little game of trivia. Nothing too hard. hopefully an opportunity to learn, have a little bit of fun while we do it. And then from 2 to 2:30, we'll be doing some farm chores. Again, enough to get your hands dirty, but you won't go home with a sore back or anything.
Well, that's the best part.
The scars you learn along the way. But you'll do a little bit of feeding the animals, hopefully collecting the eggs. That is a little bit weather-dependent, but as long as the heavy snow stays away, we'll get you out there interacting with the animals.
That's really cool. Now, what else do we have on the table? I heard something about a quest.
Indeed. Our next big thing is on February 24th. We have our progressive dinner, our outdoor progressive dinner.
Yes. So on Saturday the 24th, there'll be 3 start times that you can join up and enjoy a nice outdoor meal. And actually what happens is we take you from the start to the end, sort of do a loop around the farm. You get to enjoy the farm. There'll be lighted buildings, some luminaries to help you along the way, an outdoor fire to warm you. And in between, each stop will be one part of a 5-course meal. You might start off with an appetizer at the Ice House, going on to our Milk House for some soup. Main course will be served in our Sugar House. And then dessert in the Cattle Barn. We'll have some Indian pudding with a nice whipped cream for you. And you can learn some fun things along the way as you go.
Now, are all the meals kind of made using farm items and, like, done on the farm?
Yes, they're all Remick made, absolutely. But we do use as many items that are produced and raised on the farm as possible, and other locally produced items as well.
That's really cool. Now get more to this quest, because that sounded so cool.
Oh, yes.
The quest. Let's have Andrew talk about that. That's one of his favorite things.
The quest is a lovely, active way for you to learn, hopefully while you're filling your stomach. You'll have a map to follow along the course, and you'll be learning a little bit about the plants and animals that help make your dinner possible. And you also will be questing from location to location, learning about the actual buildings you're eating at. For example, when you're going over to the Ice House, if you follow your quest properly, you'll learn a little bit about our Ice House, what it's used for, how it's used, and hopefully get to take a peek inside as well.
That's really cool. Now, what other fun activities you guys have lined up?
Yeah. Well, coming right on after our outdoor progressive dinner, we have our second week of vacation week activities. That's February 26th all the way to March 2nd, and that will be just about identical to our first week. The 12 o'clock historic demo, the 1:30 trivia, and that 2 o'clock farm chores. And of course, if you haven't been to the Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm before, we have lovely exhibits for you to peruse, have about 90 acres for you to walk, footing as best you can along the way. And we'd also really love to thank our sponsor for this event, the Bank of New Hampshire, who are generously sponsoring not only this event, but all of our events this year. So thank you very much to the Bank of New Hampshire.
That's really cool. Now, for those who don't know, where are you guys located? How do you find you guys?
Yeah. By following a quest. Long and dangerous. We're located on 58 Cleveland Hill Road in Tamworth, New Hampshire.
All right.
Right in the village.
So you can't miss Jeff, right past it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, where can people find more info about you guys?
Well, our website will show people more about all of these events. That is at www.remickmuseum.org. And right on our homepage, people see links to the Outdoor Progressive Dinner or to those school vacation activities.
All right.
And people can actually purchase tickets for the dinner right online through Eventbrite. Otherwise, they can call the museum at 603-323-7591.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Drive Time today is made possible by Cooper Cargill and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper Cargill Chant, named Best Law Firm, and Ken Cargill, recognized as Best Attorney, as part of the recent Best of Mount Washington Valley poll. For more information, go to CooperCargillChant.com.